This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Anyway, shout out to those.
Joey Curtin.
Shout out to the basketball program. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. A lot of calls here. We're going to get right into it, Shasky. Niners lose to the Dolphins. They were eliminated from the playoffs before the game, but the form matters, right? I thought for the most part they played hard, which is, you know, a pro team. I see some teams lay down at this stage of the season when they know they have nothing to play for. What went wrong? What went right? The trenches fails them once again. Brock Purdy throws the big pick to lose the game. Did you like the throw? Obviously, you didn't like the throw because it was a pick. But what do you make of Brock? Is that a game where you sit back and say, all right, yeah, we need a new quarterback next season? Has this been a season where you think that, yeah, maybe we need another quarterback next season?
Well, if I were to detach myself from all the money and I said he could play for free next year, I still bring in somebody. And I'm not saying to replace him, but to push him at minimum, you've got to have better long-term, short-term alternatives than Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs. That's what I found out this year. I really have. I have questions on his health. I have questions now on his accuracy and his decision-making, which were not a question heading into this year. Ball security has been a big problem, whether it's the turnovers, the fumbles, all that stuff. And then, I think that his limited size, you know, makes it even more incumbent that he has to be a great decision maker. He has to be deadly accurate. And when those things slip a little, it's not going to look great. And I think that I have more questions about him than I ever had heading into the year.
Is this the norm for Brock, or is this an outlier? Is the norm last season or the season before?
I'm not going to say he can't bounce back, right? Because what I saw was excellence, damn near excellence for 25 games. Excellence. Some of the height of the position that I've seen. But he's also put together about 20 games now where it's been real iffy. And I just think that if you're being fair with these things, if you don't have questions.
20 games?
Yeah. You're looking at, since the Baltimore game, you got about 19 games, basically, of a guy who has more turnovers than touchdowns. That's not good.
Well, playoff games, playoffs are going to be tougher, but also
three of them.
But I also see rallies in back-to-back playoff games. When you needed a drive in the playoff game, I mean, the Green Bay game, I think, erases everything. He played excellent in the fourth quarter. You got the win. You advanced to the NFC Championship.
He also dug a big hole by playing very poorly for three quarters.
But you dug yourself out of that hole. Not a lot of quarterbacks would. I've seen Aaron Rodgers dig himself a hole, never get out of it in a playoff game. The greats of the greats have failed in the playoffs. Failed. This guy rallied you against Green Bay in the rain and then rallied you from a 24-7 deficit against the Detroit Lions.
Okay, those were two games last year.
Those are monster games.
Okay, what has he
done
this year?
Those are just not two games. Those are do-or-die games at home in the playoffs. This year has been a struggle for him.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt he hasn't played his best football. But I also realize that the context matters, too. And I understand why he hasn't played his best football. There's a lot of other stuff going on his football team that has contributed to spotty play all around. Fred Warner has not had his best season. Now, we give him credit because he's playing on a fractured ankle, but he hasn't had his best season. You know, Nick Bosa has been healthy for the most part and wasn't producing a great season. Now he's hurt, and now we can't expect anything from him because he's just not doing anything. So, everybody, Deebo Samuel has been one of the biggest disappointments on this roster.
Sure, and everyone's ready to run him out of town.
That's one of Brock's primary weapons. One of his primary
Jennings
weapons.
Jennings is having a monster year.
Jennings is having a good season, no doubt. Kittle's having a very good season, no doubt. But your first-round pick, Ricky Pearsall, has 190 receiving yards.
Yeah, but he came into the season as the fourth or fifth option.
Well, he's a first
wide receiver.
He's a first-round pick.
Sure.
And they said, and from all the reports, other reports from people who cover the team.
Yeah.
This guy's the best route runner on the football team. He's going
to
have a
what does that have to do with Purdy being inaccurate?
No, it has to do with Ricky Pearsall not being open.
Okay.
not being able to get off a press mid. Do the Niners receiving core not have the worst separation rate?
Well, no, so that's actually an incorrect stat because you keep citing it, and yet when you dig a little deeper, it's when the ball is thrown to them, what is their separation? Not at any point on their route tree.
No, I understand what it is.
For example, Juwan Jennings, there was four different plays that people cited in the comment section of the numbers you're citing where people are like, well, Jennings had three steps on this guy, and because of a poor throw, it gets marked down as zero separation when in reality, he had 6 yards of separation before the ball was underthrown.
There's been underthrows, Shasky, but you watch the game just like me.
Okay.
They can't get off a press, man. That separation of the line scrimmage is awful.
I'm not here to say that there's some ridiculous man beater. I'm just saying that Purdy hasn't been great.
It's the book on him. They can't get off of man coverage.
The book on Brock right now currently
he's not
accurate. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to press those guys because we don't think that you have the guts to throw beyond the numbers down the field. And then we think that if we keep you in the pocket, we're going to stick our hands up because you're only going to throw over the middle on crossers and on slants.
They've got no birders on the outside. They got no birders. They got nobody who can take the top off the defense, and they cannot get off the press man at the line of scrimmage. So, I'm not exonerating Brock Purdy. He hasn't been good. He has not been as good as he was a season ago, where he was possibly the MVP.
And that's why I fall down
on bringing in somebody. But everything else has regressed a lot worse.
Sure.
Like Brock's regression compared to Debo's regression, it's not even been close.
Okay.
The offensive line's regression from a season ago has not even been close to Brock's regression at the quarterback position. Their running back spot.
The offensive line is not good.
Exactly.
It wasn't otherworldly last year.
It was better than it was this year. Sure. Aaron Banks was infinitely better last year than he was this season.
Yeah, but I also think
Trent Williams was an all-pro last
Dominic
season.
Cooney's
he could stand
so
the field.
Much better than whoever played right guard last year. And McKivitz has had a much better year this year than he did last year.
I don't know.
On these things that do it for a living.
The Kivitz gets rolled every single week. So if all those position groups are a lot worse than they were a season ago, and Brock's regression, like if I'm looking at all the regressions, Brock regression doesn't compute the Debo's or Bosa's. When I'm looking at the premium players on his team, Brock's been okay.
I don't even think he's had a top five season on the offense. You could say maybe Jordan Mason, Dominic Pooney, Juwan Jennings, George Kittle. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know where you'd put Brock into
the... I'd put Brock in the top five.
Maybe five.
I'll put Brock in the top five. I'll put him in the top five. Let's go to...
I don't think he's been that great.
Let's go to... So, do you want to move off from him?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm bringing someone in to compete with him. I'm not being so...
So, you basically want to bring
contract
in...
for another year.
So, you don't want to guarantee him the starting job next season?
It depends on who you bring in. If you draft a quarterback, I don't think that guy will be ready right away. And if you bring in a veteran, who is that veteran? I don't know. But I don't think this is good enough. I just don't. And I don't think that this, all of a sudden, hey, just get healthy and next year you're a playoff team. They're all a year
I'm
older.
I'm not saying that.
They're a lot more expensive.
I'm not saying that.
They got a hit on a lot of draft picks. I think they've got an uphill road here. I'm not saying the sky is falling and everything's done.
I don't think it's that bleak for this football team, especially in this league. I don't. I truly don't.
They need linebacker. They need full defensive line. They need a free safety. I think they need a center. They need a left guard. I got to find out what's going on with Trent Williams. They're probably going to need another wide receiver, which is crazy considering how much they've spent on it. I think you need another running back. Like, there are a lot of needs on this team.
I think they'll be fine. If they have 10 needs, I think they can fill those holes. Free agency, the draft, trades. I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be fine. Let's go to... That's just my opinion. I don't think it's all doom and gloom. When I look at the schedule, the way they've lost these games, it's not like they're getting blown out. They're leading these games, or they're in these games in the fourth quarter. Hell, they've blown three fourth-quarter leads in the division alone. The division alone, they've blown three fourth-quarter leads.
I mean,
so
the Raiders can make an argument like that.
No, they can't. Come on, man.
Well, you're being silly. No, I mean.
No, you're being silly.
But like saying, like, well, they haven't gotten blown out. But, like, that's not how low the bar is. What is that?
No, they've controlled the game and had leads in the fourth quarter, Shasky. Come on, man.
To deliver
the Raiders are really going to bring the Raiders involved with the Niners.
That's some stuff that the Raiders would say.
The Raiders have no direction whatsoever. When I look at the totality and the context of this game, when you're saying that, I think they're going to struggle going 500 next season. And I look back at this season, I said, damn, you flipped these three games, you're 9-6. You're not 9-6. And you can't do that. But when you think about the Rams game in week number three, what did them in? Was that a Brock game that did them in? Or was it special teams? Was it a bad kick by Jake Moody once again? You know what I mean? What about Arizona? Jordan Mason literally fumbled inside the 10-yard line to put the game away. Literally fumbled inside the 10.
You're right. Brock's been great.
I didn't say that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying it at all. I'm not saying it at all. Like, you guys don't hear me when I say Brock is struggling, but if I give him a little compliment today, it's like, oh, my God, you're holding his water. No, I'm not. So I ask the question to everybody out there. Do you want to move off of Brock? Because that's what this is coming down to.
I think at the bare minimum, they got to bring someone else in to compete with him. Bare minimum.
For the starting job.
Sure,
you're asking somebody.
Him.
So yeah, you don't even want to guarantee Brock Purdy the starting job for next season.
Well, they did that this year, and what happened? Like, they basically let Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs, they're competing for the back. I think you got to bring it in. When they brought in Sam Darnold to compete, even though they said internally that it was his job, like, I think that competition brought the best out of everyone.
I don't think he was competing with Brock. They gave Brock the job. They won.
It felt like you had Brock, taking days off because of the elbow and whatnot, and you had Darnold running with the ones. I thought it brought the best out of everyone.